Today's spiritual discipline is worship. You will need your Bible open to Psalms 145 to 150, your shouting shoes, and a place where you can praise the Lord. This is podcast number 4. Now, on to the intro. Jesus podcast, where we create space so you can commune with God through practicing spiritual disciplines in order to help you grow in love with God, your neighbor, and yourself. Hi, I'm Lavita Brooks, teacher, author, and spiritual discipline equipper and encourager, bringing you practice time, demonstration, inspiration, interviews, and guidance on practicing spiritual disciplines. For more information, check out my blog at lavitabrooks.com. Now, come walk with me where we intentionally practice being in the presence of God. I hope you have on your shouting shoes, 'cause it's time to hang out with Jesus and me, Lavita. Let's pray. Lord, God, our Father God, you are worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. You created all things by your will. They were created and have their being. We come to worship you now, Lord, to honor and adore the Trinity as a supreme treasure of life. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we bless your holy name. God, you are spirit, therefore we come worshiping you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus, our Savior's name, we pray. Amen. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I've ever done. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Y'all, it's time to praise God. It's time for worship and song, praise, and scripture. Worship should seep from our hearts and engulf us and all that is around us. Our hearts should seek to know and love God. After all, God made us unique and specially designed by Him. Oh, glory, hallelujah. True worship is more than shouts and songs and praise. It's also living a life with meaning, which pleases Triune God. For the next 10 minutes, let's focus on and responding to God with our whole heart. As I read Psalm 145 to 150, and I would like for you to join me, and wherever God seems to be pulling you away from the reading to shout, to sing, or to glorify Him, then do so. It's time to honor, adore, and praise and bless our God's holy name. Abba, Father, Almighty God, Jehovah Shalom, I am that I am, Lord who heals, Jehovah Rapha. Psalms 145. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and exalt your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you, Lord. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is worthy in all his promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Psalms 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Exalt the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his mighty hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord for the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbre and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in his honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands, to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise the Lord. Psalms 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with timbre and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I just read Psalms 145 to 150 from the NIV. That's the New International Version of the Bible. And I'd like for you to take some time right now to just sit in silence, to hear what God has to say. Come to him with ears that are listening and a heart that is seeking, listening, and waiting. It is so peaceful. I am so sorry to have to interrupt you, but I do have a question. Did you get your praise on? Let's pray. Everlasting God, Jehovah, our strong tower, thank you for allowing us this space and time to bless your holy name, to remember what a mighty God we serve, and to honor and glorify you. In Jesus, the Messiah, our advocate, our redeemer, the Christ, name we pray. Amen. So what's our next steps? I have two. One, keep praising God. Speak his name. Thank Jesus for what he did. Share your enthusiasm with others. Now, this is something God has placed on my heart a couple of days ago. So April 12th, on Easter morning at 7 a.m., I'd like for you to join me in a 14-day challenge where we read Psalm 91 aloud, praying, singing, and yes, there's a challenge. I challenge you to do something each day in order to create space for communion with God. So I hope you attend. And as always, you can get more information on my blog at levitabrooks.com. And y'all, don't forget to hit the subscribe button today so you'll receive automatically notifications of the next podcast. So until then, daily and intentionally, hang out with Jesus.